10 o'clock on the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're welcome to the show. What's up, Lagos? I like the way you did the bell. It was very responsive. It was give, take. I love it. I mean, I'm getting somewhere, Stretch. Anyway, I'm Tata.
I wish I could say the same about what you do.
What do I do?
I mean, you said you're impressed by me.
Yeah, I'm very impressed by how you ring the bell now. Unlike before, I mean, it's not like, it's sounding nice. I was like, it sounds very choreographed.
Thank you very much.
What's the way going?
Nice.
Love it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, good morning, Lagos. Good morning to you, Stretch. I'm not going to be shouting, "What's up, Lagos?" No, I won't do that.
You're just like the government of a particular country. I know you give your word, you say a thing and you do something else. What is, I'm not going to be shouting and then you shout.
Are you trying to shade a nation?
Yeah, I mean,
are you trying to shade
subtly,
a country?
Subtly.
This is not subtle, this is direct.
It's like a particular country.
Which
I know
country are you talking
without
about?
Mentioning the country, Afghanistan.
What's up, Lagos? Welcome to the show. It's Friday edition.
Friday!
Yes!
Everything is happening. We are putting it to you in court. I'm putting it to you that you can have money.
Cash.
Kuka, ego. Kudi.
50 bill.
Ugo. Owo.
Ego.
Ego.
Oh.
You can have all of that.
Okok.
This morning, if you listen to us, we've been telling you, you know, for the past month, even up to 1 year, that there is money. Today's the jackpot day. 50,000 is up for grabs. If you go to www.oneplay.ng, you can win 50,000 naira. Play with 500 naira, and that's how you win. Oh, that's it.
Right,
if you want to use the USSD code too,
it's up to you.
Just choose your choice.
Yes,
choose your choice.
But
and
if
play.
We advise you, ask you to go to the website.
Borrow your neighbor's phone. It's the best time to have a talking relationship with your neighbor that you don't talk to anymore. Yes, you know.
Excuse me, please.
So the person will think it's a snake.
Yes.
And the person will be like, alas.
This is why I'm not. Hence.
Alas, it's
hence.
You.
Yes. So they'll give you the phone.
Please, can I approach? There's something big, something huge happening.
I want
us to be part of it.
Yes, I want to make
and
some
catch. And the neighbor will say, can you, what? Let me see. Can you throw more light? Can you expatiate?
Elaborate. Elaborate on this EU.
Then you will now tell the person the EU. People will now come together.
They give you the phone.
The two of you will not play one
play. Both of you
will not play one play. And when you cash out, hey, you know how it gets.
Okay.
Continue. That's it. It's not your neighbor's fault that you don't have a smartphone.
We are very good.
We are very good people here.
Honesty.
I mean, we can't keep this.
I have been nominated
for this. Stop saying honesty. Yeah? Stop saying that.
It's
honestly.
Yeah, God knows on your honesty.
So where's the L in that word?
Honesty.
Where is the L? You swallow the L. This is to eat a bounce soup.
I made it.
Because the problem. Lagos, you know, there's always sound off every morning when we come here. I mean, if the problems can cease to happen, of course, the sound off will cease to happen. But of course, there is not going to happen anytime soon. So
as long as we're not arrested.
So we have to take a break. We'll come back and it'll be time for sound off. Don't go anywhere, Lagos.
I'll take you to Lagos.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
The minority caucus of the House of Representatives has condemned the hike in electricity tariff across Nigeria by the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission. The caucus called on President Bola Tinubu to prevail on NERC, that is the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, to rescind this decision and prioritize the welfare of the people. The minority leader, Kingsley Chinda, stated this in a statement released on Thursday. That was yesterday. He says that the new tariff for electricity customers in Band A from 68 naira per kilowatt hour has now been increased to 225 naira. Band A customers are offered an average daily electricity supply of 20 hours in this Nigeria, although many complain they do not get up to that. In the statement, Mr. Chinda described the hike as abrupt, adding that it places an unbearable burden on the already strained populace, exacerbating economic hardships and widening the chasm of inequality. It is inhuman and evil. He said the hike is coming at a time when Nigerians are still grappling with the challenges of full subsidy removal. Such a hike, he says, which is over 200% above the rate of inflation, utterly disregards the plight of ordinary citizens who are grappling with the adverse effects of the removal of oil subsidy, galloping inflation, unemployment, and inadequate access to basic amenities. He knows that in the immediate aftermath of the announcement of the tariff hike, NERC claimed that the hike affects only 12% of electricity consumers who enjoy a minimum of 20 hours of electricity a day. The legislator also agreed that the position of NERC that the hike affects only a certain class of consumers. He says that while the Nigerian government is removing all subsidies, governments of major economies are introducing several forms of subsidies to help their citizens. That's what Mr. Chinda said. And this has been a conversation since yesterday. But you know, this kind of thing, I won't even lie. Now, if you see some things on the headlines, you wait small before you talk about it. But apparently, everybody's talking about it. Even yesterday on Twitter, I was showing Stretch how Band F was trending. And if you go to Nigeria Info, social media on Instagram, if you go to our Instagram, you see that we've posted a list of areas in Lagos that are experiencing the 20 hours. Apparently, people on the comment section shouting, that's my area. We've not seen 20 hours, though. How? But let's also talk about the 200% increase in this hike. In this same Nigeria that we all know what is going on. I don't know why they're not adding security. It's not a problem. It was not added.
Yes, in the issues, Abby. I think everybody knows that one.
And we also know about inflation.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at this from another angle that it's sounding like 20 hours electricity is like a luxury.
Right?
No, the way they make it like, I mean, this is not for everybody. It's for those who are getting 20 hours electricity. See, the 20 hours is not in an area that is, it's not in a touch area that before you can rent a house there, you must be a multimillionaire.
It's not.
It's just an area. And you're making it look like, okay, because you're getting 20 hours, we will punish you.
As in,
so to say. So I'm just saying this. When can we get out of this
mentality? And how is it also looking like this is something that is, you know, geared towards revenue generation?
Yes.
And not even considering people who are going to suffer the ripple effects of such a policy.
I haven't heard the electricity representative saying that continuing to give electricity at the former rate was not sustainable. And I'm asking, so you're telling me that the only way to make you're not thinking about who you're giving it to?
You're not thinking about the people. Everybody. The people that it affects, how will it affect? How
is
they
not
easy
a
to
joke.
Affect other people?
Yeah. People are running, and even this 20 hours is even a fluke. It's rare to have an area, you know, it's only private areas
you
have.
Stretch, you don't say
20
that.
Hours.
Say that again, it's
a fluke.
Because how?
It is almost impossible, and you guys know it, and you're giving 200% increase overnight, just like that. It is insensitive, it is unfair, it is inhuman,
it's inhumane. Okay, let's even now say that it's okay for you to increase energy. What are you subsidizing for the populace?
What have we gained?
Yes, what are we gaining from this? It's still hardship. It's the cost, though. Everything is equal to hardship.
There are countries that just because you are born there, you have privileges. What have we gained by being Nigerians? What is the profit? What's the good? And now you're making this 200% increase. What do you want people to do? How do you want them to survive?
Let's just end by saying that there's light at the end of the tunnel. We don't know why the light has to be at the end.
Because if I get to the end of the tunnel, I've gone through the darkness already. Someone should do something. Nigerians should stand up. And you, National Assembly, State House of Assembly, everybody, you are legislators for a purpose. Help us. We are dying. Let the poor breathe.
And that was Sound Off. Okay. don't come back again. No, it's another one. Of course, it's Friday. Let me not forget to tell you about what I told you before. I will remind you. I'll keep reminding you until it's 12 noon and I have to leave here and I leave the reminding for the next pressing. I will keep telling you. Money is to be won today. My love, money. 50,000 naira up for grabs. But let's not forget to also tell you today is a court session of What's Up Lagos. I put it to you that is beast at... Before my lord arrives, let me just say this. I'm beginning to lose faith in this court. The kind of cases we bring here, even though they are true life cases, I'm beginning to think that they are seeing us finish. And I will not be shocked if they come at me and dissolve this court because...
What have you seen?
What I'm seeing, how will you bring a case about somebody who died under 7 days, was born, achieved his life, everything in 7 days? We are going to talk about it, Sha. We have to do that.
My learned colleague.
Don't learned me in this particular issue.
Can I speak?
The kind of cases, I will not be racking my brain.
Can I speak? This case, I studied it. I've not slept in six days.
Okay. And see, that's the case that arrived yesterday, Abi.
Yes.
You did not sleep for 6 days.
I was preparing for it. I was preparing not to sleep. So what I'm trying to say is that it is not exactly... You are taking it on face value.
Okay.
And I will explain it to you when we get there. I mean, there are levels of wisdom. And I'm trying to tell you, there are levels of wisdom. I would explain things to you.
The case, I would read the case so that Kemi can give us this information. But the case reads... this is weird. Which one is it?
That's wisdom laughter.
So the case reads... Solomon Groundy... Born on Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, worse on Friday,
yes,
died on Saturday,
yes,
buried on Sunday.
Yes.
This is the end of Solomon Groundy. Can we just give us the information quickly before we enter this case? Because my body is shaking.
I'll take you to Lagos.
It's past 10 o'clock. It's time for us to put it to you, whichever way it's coming, because the kind of case I'm seeing this morning, No.
You dropped the case.
Hold on. I have dropped the case.
Do not look down on my
kind
position
of
here.
Even Solomon Ground.
Let me. Can I come in here?
My lord.
Mr.
Stretch, how many times do I have to tell you that? It is not in your position to shout court. My lord. Don't shout court.
My lord, I would like to approach the bench. Because of this case now, you have given a direct interpretation to this case, which is very, very juvenile.
Wait.
And I think that you are treating this case with kid gloves.
Stretch, please, maybe grandma.
No. You are treating this case with kid gloves. And I want to postulate here.
I'll stretch.
No.
It's a lie. No. You will not say this one.
What does this case betoken? What does this case prognosticate?
It behooves on you to tell us that.
That is what I'm about to do.
I talk one.
So the prognostication here is that the days here are the incidental days of the occurrence in this man's life. Solomon Grundy was born on the day he was born, incidentally, was a Monday. And when he got to a ripe old age, he died. The days fell into the different days of the week. But moving this case further, I would like to say this was a clear case of food poisoning. Solomon Grundy was poisoned. And there was no autopsy report because he was hurriedly buried. Solomon Grundy was hurriedly buried. He was taken to the hospital.
There
was no electricity. Solomon Grundy's case.
What's this? Why are you doing like this?
Can you let me finish?
Why are you doing like this?
Solomon Grundy, this case is a case.
Church, why are you doing like this? Do you know this person? Is this a personal case? Is he your family member?
We will take a break here because I studied this. I have gone through the documents here. And she's treating this case with kid gloves. And I will not let this case be pushed under the rug.
When this is not Kids FM.
I will not get. But see, Kids FM can listen to this, but because they are the leaders of tomorrow. Let me say this clearly, that this is not a case that somebody lived and died in 1 week. That was this is very juvenile.
Hello, let me tell you. That was just an introductory statement.
You made that statement.
It doesn't actually mean that I do not know.
And that statement.
Don't insult me.
It got me thinking that what am I doing with a juvenile lawyer? In this place.
If you do take it, I'll bite your hand. Try it.
So she's threatening me. She's threatening me.
I'll bite your hand.
I will let you go. But we'll go on a break when we come back. But remember, Solomon Grundy was poisoned. He went to the hospital. He could not be salvaged. And hurriedly buried. This case will not be swept under the rug. Not on my watch. Thank you very much. We'll go on a break. We will be back.
All right, we are back. The course is in session. It's 33 minutes past 10 o'clock. Your Honor, you're welcome this morning.
Welcome, sir.
I can understand why you're late. He can't hear. He's using earpiece.
Welcome, sir. Hey, remove it now.
Thank you very much, sir, for coming this morning. Anna, the case has already been read. It's been read. And, of course, we know where this my learned colleague stands on this case. Because I'm beginning to feel like when we're on the break, he's trying to prove to me... Apparently, you have a kind of relationship with this person. You know the person because you had mentioned, and I have a recording of that, that you know the Solomon Grounding we are talking about and that he's been dead over 100 of years ago.
I said he died a long time ago.
No wonder you're passionate. The way you were passionate about this case,
I'm
I was wondering.
About every case.
I have never seen you gesticulate like that before in court, like you just cleared today.
Okay.
I have never seen you in these elements.
Okay.
But apparently... You know, when they say that when you have this kind of connections with cases like this, you cannot be objective. And that's why you cannot see that what we are supposed to be investigating in this court is why someone can die and live and die under 7 days. You are not seeing that.
No.
You are saying somebody killed him.
In kid gloves. You are taking this. I'm perturbed.
Yeah.
I'm perturbed that you are not even seeing the you're not looking deep into the way you are even addressing this case. This is a case of somebody who was extrajudicially killed.
Extrajudicially?
He was killed.
Okay.
So this guy was poisoned and he went to the hospital, and in the hospital, they didn't give him adequate care. You know? The oath that the doctors take is preserve life. When he got there first, they were asking for...
Can you tell
report.
Us what country this happened? Since you know so much about it. That he's dead.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is the baby lawyer.
Okay.
This court does not have jurisdiction outside this country. This court does not have jurisdiction outside this country. In the legal field, there is jurisdiction. You have an area
what
where...
What position is this one?
You are in charge... I cannot give justice to Azerbaijan or Ethiopia.
Of course you can't.
Good. So asking me that question, where did this happen? We are treating the case.
No, we are treating the case and you seem to know about this guy.
It is neither here
the
nor there.
This guy. You seem to know a lot about him.
Barrister Fetter, you even told me that he's been dead hundreds of years ago. So tell us where this happened.
If it is on those states, I can understand why he went to the hospital and could not be treated.
He died.
Some doctors are about to go on strike.
Doctors went on strike. It is in this country. That's all I can tell you.
So you cannot tell us the exact place. Then this is not admissible, my
no?
lord.
No, how can I say not
this
admissible?
Is not. Yes, it's not. We can't take it.
So you brought a case to court.
I didn't bring the case. It was submitted to court.
And the job
we have is to unravel the case.
I am unraveling it. You're asking me a trivial question.
It's not a trivial
it's
question.
Trivial.
If you cannot add that
fact to your
argument, then you can as well leave. Leave the court now.
You're trying to subvert justice. I will not allow you to
do that.
So
who's justice for who?
Justice for Solomon.
Who is Solomon?
Grundy. So.
Kemi. Just.
Okay.
Tell us something different.
Okay. Introducing the essence of true authenticity in fragrance, Wazobear perfume, the correct scent, a unique blend that captivates the authentic spirit of Nigeria, now available in both perfume and body spray. Designed for everyone. Yes, you heard it right. Wazobear perfume is a unisex fragrance perfect for both men and women. Its rich and versatile aroma is a statement of inclusivity and unity. Unleash your confidence with every spray. Are you a retailer or do you love to buy in bulk? We have got you covered across Nigeria. Wazobear perfume comes in cartons of 24 bottles and the body spray is available in cartons of 48. Interested in making Wazobear perfume a part of your collection or store? For carton purchases, contact us at wazobiacosmetics.ng. That is contact@wazobiacosmetics.ng or call us at 0809-597-5981. 0809-597-5981. Our team is ready to assist you with your orders. Wazobear perfume, the correct scent. Your new signature fragrance is just a call or a click away. Authentic, unisex, confident, Wazobear.
Lagos, you can join the conversation this morning. We have a very passionate defendant this morning.
I don't take murder lightly. Oh. This case.
How are you sure it is murder?
Solomon was killed. What is
this case? Was submitted as nobody.
Solomon Grady was killed.
Listen to me. Listen to he died.
Oh, God.
The case did not say he was killed.
They don't know.
How do they not know?
There was no autopsy.
Are you the one? So you're gonna exhume the.
That way it happened in Mobad's case. He was exhumed, and an autopsy was carried out because there were
some anomalies.
Yes, Solomon was very heavy.
Now listen to me, the case you can't even use that case to you can't bring that case now, because let me tell you something. This case was submitted, and thank you, even at that you don't have anybody that you actually you're saying I'm subverting justice, but there's nobody in court this morning who's your witness who you want to take,
my lord,
who will take
my lord,
stand. Who
music.
Are we throwing in jail?
My
nobody
lord,
the case my lord the case was submitted as if to say somebody lived his life under 7 days.
No.
Hello, that's it.
Because you're a baby lawyer, you don't understand
that he was killed.
Solomon Grady went to the hospital.
Evidence as to what
there was no electricity
him,
because
can,
the tariff was increased. They could not fill the generator.
It's inadmissible, my lord. Sorry.
She doesn't even know. She's neither here nor there. So
you'll be neither here nor there.
The generator could not function properly. The doctors could not help because they were on strikes. And Solomon died.
Can I read the case again?
Please don't read the let learned lawyers talk. I'm tired.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos, guys?
I don't know what you're saying.
What's up, Lagos?
Barrister Robert, aka Rob.
I've been waiting for you.
Welcome, Barrister. Big worm.
Before I was given this big name, worm. I know how many people have robbed. It is the Nigeria Bar Association that awarded me this name.
Okay.
In fact, because of the estate and exigency of this case, while coming to court this morning, I misplaced my wig.
What you see now?
But fortunately for me, I was allowed to enter into the court.
Yes. Welcome, barrister.
This issue, because this issue has been on ground for decades.
You see now?
Somebody's
confirming it.
Born,
yes.
And he spent only seven days
which
and
is,
he go like that.
Oh.
We that are the case on the, you know, there is a difference between if you are on the case,
yes,
or you are on the case or on the case.
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know what you mean, but yes.
If you are the law says if you are the case, if
yes,
you are in the case, it
yes
means you are involved.
Exactly.
Whoa.
If you are on the case, it means you are defending the person.
Exactly.
That
exactly.
But
so
in this case,
let him talk.
I am on the case. I am not in the case.
You're not involved.
Yes, I'm not involved.
You're just defending.
You are in the case.
This morning, I can categorically tell you that the people that killed Solomon Grady are in court to bear witness to the whole world to know why.
So where are the people?
Let him talk. He's a lawyer of repute.
You are interrupting a lawyer.
Let him,
of the Supreme Court of Nigeria.
Let him talk.
No,
he's a lawyer.
No,
you don't want me. Okay, I will get back to you. Let me go and bring them.
You see now? You see now?
He can't even make it to court.
Do you see now?
He can't make it. They allowed him, but why is he not here telling us? But he's outside calling.
There are lawyers there. There are lawyers around here.
People are saying someone killed him without evidence.
What's up, Lagos?
What kind of lawyer is this? You don't have energy. You've not been paid.
Let me see your hand. I have to ask myself now. Which one is your own?
Don't mind her.
Why are you drinking Panadol on my behalf?
Don't mind her. That's what I'm going through here. Please approach.
Who knows if you're in front of the people that killed Solomon Grundy?
Don't mind her. Please approach the bench. Approach.
Yes, from every indication.
Yes.
Your conscience is freaking you.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. She's a murderer.
In short, I sentence you.
What did I do?
Yes.
You see all these very unprofessional conceit.
You're a baby lawyer.
It's unprofessional people. How do you sentence somebody? A lawyer to another lawyer saying that I will sentence.
Because you are guilty.
The kind of people that are taking your side.
You are guilty.
You come here and say somebody was murdered.
You don't have evidence
as to why you said that.
0201-465-7190.
He has people who are coming to witness. They are outside.
Introduce
yourself. How? My lord, how?
My lord is still listening to music.
I'm a piano.
What's up, Lagos?
He's listening to I'm a piano.
What's up, Lagos? Lay.
Just alive. Welcome. What's your name?
This is a wonderful
Odogbolu.
You sound barista. Very tired.
Are you a barrister or are you just a king?
Barrister is a wonderful Odogbolu.
Okay, please approach, sir.
He's a king and a barrister.
Yes, I was there when they slay him.
Are you seeing? He was slayed?
Yes, I was there. I witnessed it.
Solomon was slayed?
I was one of
which the was your problem? Yes.
I was the one who shot him that they should kill him.
Ah!
And he died.
Eze! You're a murderer.
Why are you not in court this morning?
I was in court now. You didn't see me.
Eze, go and buy your...
You was in
you
court.
You was where?
Eze, I was in court.
Eze, go
I
and buy your handcuff.
Go and buy your handcuff.
And put it on now.
Look your back.
And turn yourself
look
in.
Look your back. You see.
Eze!
I've looked my back. I can't see you anywhere.
Eze!
You are seeing me. Look at that mirror in your back.
I can't see you there. You dey whine me, Abby. We'll come and arrest you. You're not serious. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Is this a murderer?
I can't believe this. I always knew there was something fishy about that.
Yes.
Something.
This is the book of Titus.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Introduce yourself, please, before you enter this.
My rabble rousing colleagues. Good morning.
What?
Wow.
I'm what? Chief Barrister Mrs. Oboli.
Who made you chief? But continue.
But go ahead.
Is it your chief or thief? Which of them?
Okay, Chief Barrister.
Oh, so Chief Barrister. Hey, that's what you have said now. Approach. We know that one.
How come in your own court of jurisdiction, you people always, anybody that brings case will always drop the case and run it?
Nobody ran away
this
one, this
time
around. Nobody
they sent it to our email.
Incompetent court. Then look.
Wow. And you are part of us.
Of course I am.
So please go ahead.
Can you
defend this case or can you? Where do you stand?
The case is there to defend. Mm-hmm. Who told you Solomon Grundy must necessarily be a man?
Solomina.
Who told you?
Solomon is a woman.
Oh, Grundy is the name. Solomon is the surname.
No gender specifically.
It's not possible.
No, she's gender biased.
He's giving Bob.
Christian on Tuesday.
In a loan cell.
Took him on Wednesday, married on Thursday, and died on Friday. Everything correct. See, the truth about this is...
Is he a mosquito?
Nigeria gained independence in 1960.
Yes.
Under how many years? We were born, reborn, became a republic. At the end of the day, the politicians killed us, and now we are dead and buried. So who told you Solomon Grundy is a boy or a girl? Or a man or a woman? Are we not dead already?
These people listen to hard facts.
We are beyond redemption, as it were.
What are you talking about?
Please, carry this thing to hard facts. Carry
go to hard facts.
Quickly carry this thing.
Go to hard facts.
So that you can unravel it and pass through the news.
I knew there was a problem when she said rabble rousing. These are not terms for this show.
They are not really that deep. You don't run. Carry knives. Carry this thing. You said they have buried people. I'm not part of people that are buried, though.
I'm not a buried country. Yes. Yes. I've said it.
Oh my God, I want to cry.
Yes.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Are you? I hear you. If you cannot hear us, you're a suspect.
I'm hearing you.
What's up, Lagos now?
Eh? Background.
Are you a lawyer?
No, I'm a first time caller.
Wow. Tierra is still alive. Welcome. What's your name?
Juro.
King.
Show.
King. Yes.
Have you been listening to this show?
Yes.
Okay, so when you call, you first shout, What's up, Lagos? Okay? Ready, okay. Set, go!
What?
Already.
I didn't hear you.
You said what's up, Lagos?
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
No, you have to scream it, though.
Shout it. Oh, yeah? What's up, Lagos?
What's
it, Jim?
I have to do it.
If I conk you,
you have to drop the phone.
If I press that red button,
drop the call.
Thank you for calling.
Then leave your phone on the floor and run away. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, thank you for teaching them. Trace the life.
Robert is back.
Hey, Barrister Robert.
So have they allowed you in now?
I will greet you again, big warm.
I finally found my wig.
Now you can speak the truth.
It was a hairdresser that mistakenly took it. He wanted to use it for business. I said, no, this wig belongs to a lawyer.
She thought it was both straight.
You understand?
Okay, understand.
So, I will still come back, but those guys that I want to bring to the court, they say they want to eat. So let me quickly give them a small situation.
Okay, please. Okay, Barrister Robert.
But you are disrupting the session of this court. Call back when you are ready.
Let him do it.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Okay, man.
Welcome to this law court.
Okay, law court.
Yes. Okay, welcome.
From Odogwu Chambers.
Welcome. Approach the bench.
People don't have money in that court, though.
They have. Odogwu Jegun. Why?
Not only your court. This is honorable court. Barrister Feta. Barrister Stretch.
Sir.
I don't enter court now.
Who killed Solomon Grandi? Tell us if you know.
In the case on Grand, the death of Solomon Grandi. He was born on Monday.
We already know that.
He died on Sunday.
Oh,
well, he's technically and technologically murdered.
Are you hearing him?
And the case will be prosecuted, you know.
He was murdered.
Prosecuted the killers. He was technically murdered. Killed. By his enemies. And I begin to suspect what is happening around now.
So, who are we bringing to book now? The enemies you are talking about.
Suspecting the environment, the system.
The system!
How this man
died.
Solomon Grandi was murdered.
Mercilessly. His body was
murdered. He wasn't murdered.
Yes.
Rap Ruchuku, the case did not say that he was murdered.
We
the case said he died.
So, if they murder somebody, would you die?
He died.
He was killed.
If you don't have evidence for who killed him, you can't come and say that he was murdered. It doesn't make any sense. Do you think my lord is a fool?
He was technically killed.
Technologically killed.
Technically.
Yes.
Technically
killed.
Technically killed.
Yes, we will exhume his body.
I am tired of this. I'm tired.
He couldn't
of
buy
these
rice. Rice was too expensive.
Taking in court this morning, my lord. I'm disappointed.
See, Solomon Godi could not buy rice. Rice was more than 100,000 naira a bag. Solomon Godi could not have electricity. The tariff was increased. Solomon Godi was under insecurity. Solomon Godi.
Are you saying BP killed him?
Solomon Godi died of lack.
Hell. So where is lack now? So we can put lack in jail.
No, lack of everything.
Say, where is lack of everything? So we can put lack of everything in jail.
So to get evidence, no, we can't. We have to exhume his
body. So why are we here?
And get evidence.
You are scattering my brain.
Your brain was scattered before you came here.
Stress the plane.
What
you cannot say that somebody died of something. If he died of something, we cannot put anything.
I have to prove it by bringing out his body.
Wait.
We will see lack
you
in
are caught, you are in court this morning saying that something killed somebody. You cannot prove it.
No, we are to prove it to you. is to bring out his body.
I can't do this.
Do an autopsy.
Right now, all I'm going to tell you, no, that's not all I'm going to tell you.
Solomon Gondi was killed.
I'm going to say that. Just keep playing the game.
The system killed Solomon Gondi.
Oh God. The system. Hey, bring the system. Let's throw the system in jail.
We will first exhume his body and show that the system
what
killed him.
What if you exhume the body of Solomon Gondi and found out that it's not the system that killed Solomon? You know you'll be the one in jail.
Yes. So I'm ready to take that risk.
Lagos, www.oneplay.ng. Keep playing the game. 50K is up for grabs. 11:45. Stop doing your leg like that. 11:45. 50K is up for grabs for one person or for one person who plays the game, who wins that cash. So keep playing, okay? *347*880*3# is the USSD code you can use to play this game. We'll be right back. You heard the girl. Stop collecting 2K everywhere. Do yourself a favor. You should give people 2K. Are you forbidding it?
Yes.
Is your name God forbid?
Are you allergic to giving
people
2K? Will you have goosebumps?
What will happen? Will you be Solomon grounded? Yes, now.
There's no past tense. Don't touch me where he's spinning.
You've already said it in this court that he's dead. So it's already past tense.
www.oneplay.ng. That is where you go to
go
make
there,
yourself
run there,
money.
Falling yourselves
people
if you have
are
to.
Playing. One person will go away with
50,000 naira for the
in
weekend.
A few minutes.
And then Monday again, we start all over again. Again, to Friday. Just
every
like that. Money
day.
Will know the end.
Every
not
day.
Not if only Anikulakwa, you go see
Osa
that one. Day for Nigeria. Come and collect the money.
Every day we give you money.
Money is too much. We give you
money.
Hey, okay, let's go back to the WhatsApp messages. Phone line 0201-465-7190. Say it.
Kuma number wa pe
0201-465-7190. We are streaming on Facebook and YouTube. Hi. And of course, our WhatsApp message number is 0809-597-5805. Can you don't look at us like that?
I'm a Mary Fuen.
If you don't know
she
that,
was Mary Fuen.
If you know that's why he wants to be looking at us,
leave this place now.
Leave this place.
This
carry yourself out of
this
here.
This is our matrimonial studio.
From 10 a.m. to 12 noon only.
This is our matrimonial
then
studio.
Then other people come in and do what they
do
like.
Do whatever they like.
But that time frame.
It's our matrimonial studio.
Stretch that time frame.
Yes, within that
at
time
at about that
zone,
time.
We don't mess with it.
Sacred.
Come see, come serve.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ, oh man. Hey! It's fine. I will leave.
Yeah.
I promise you, I will leave. Yeah. Okay. On WhatsApp, this person says, good morning, guys. My name is Barrister Jide from Ibeju Lekki Chamber.
Okay.
I know people, they are bourgeois.
Very, very bourgeois.
Ah, if you see their wig. Uh-huh. They use all of them, both male, female, they use bone straight. Oh, wine color. I'm telling you, all of them use bone straight.
All of them. All of them is bone straight. All of them.
Come see, come. So, neither good nor bad. No, nice. Love it.
Okay.
My man, such smart man I married. DNA is on point.
What
our kids will be genius.
What are friends?
Say it again.
Come see, come see.
So, you neither. Know.
So, Rubia.
<Ratata. laughs> Okay. He says, my name is Barrister Jide from Ibeju Lekki Chamber. From all indications, Solomon Grandi was an Abikwom.
Can't come from her.
Lead it.
Read it.
Abikuomo, I implore this honorable court not to punish the innocent for Solomon's demise. Illyrium money, Solomon Grandi. Okay, Solomon. It's not Solomon. Solomon Grandi.
Ekuro.
You didn't chop it.
Kojina.
Wow. Okay, let's take this call before we go back to the messages. Good morning. What's up?
See, you pick calls in an alternating manner.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know the verse for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Raise them now. Why your voice low like that?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Just alive. Welcome. Where's your name?
This is Barrister Frankie Javelin calling you from...
Frankie Jaja. What did you say? What's your name?
Frank Javelin calling you from...
I've heard a lot about you. Go ahead, please.
I'm very popular.
Yes.
You're popular.
Even you know yourself.
So the case that
three followers on social media. Of,
brain racking that can lead to the confusion and the contradiction of cerebral mothers. Yeah, this case can only be understood by people like us that has a sense of reasoning well developed.
Are you abusing us?
Yeah, no, I'm not. Okay. I'm just trying to tell you this one.
Go ahead.
So, by my own study, yes. Solomon Grundy did not just speak for 7 days. But Solomon Grundy's life was strategically masterminded. Yes. Listen, let me just try.
Hold on, we're only playing with you. Which one is on?
Go on, please. Go on. Okay. Leonard, colleague.
Solomon actually was born on
See
Monday.
You now.
Then normally on Monday was supposed to be his naming ceremony, but his naming ceremony fell on Tuesday after 8 days. Then after many years, Solomon was about to get married and his wedding ceremony fell on Wednesday. So many years after, again, he fell sick and he fell on Thursday. So it was just following like that in a series. So his life was actually in a series on Thursday.
His life was a series.
A series, yeah. Yes, like exactly. A series now. Like, okay. So was he murdered?
He was not murdered.
Finally.
How did he die?
He died peacefully.
Peacefully?
Peacefully. We'll exhume.
On Friday.
So
Saturday he died.
So Solomon died peacefully.
Yes, now.
He died peacefully.
See, now. So it's a fact. They used peace to kill him. Urine.
Sorry, what is it?
Urine. Of it, Okpani. Peacefully. He was there. He died peacefully. You see, this is a weapon. This is the first murder case I'm hearing that they used urine to kill somebody. He said he died peacefully. See, we will leave no stone unturned till we get the perpetrators of this heinous crime. Heads will roll. Please pick another. I'm here. Evidence is just coming left and right. Evidence everywhere. He died peacefully.
Hell.
Ah, this
good morning.
This world.
Hello.
Yes. Hey. What's up, Lagos? Yes, please. What's your name?
Why are all these lawyers like this today? Is
Let
it because?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah?
I want to talk it to you.
Big one.
My name is Barrister Dampi from Igondo.
Okay. Dampi.
Yes, you have one more case.
I want to talk it to you. Fertilization.
Talk to me.
One day stretch. I want to tell it to you something.
This one is very educated.
Okwema.
Okwema.
This is a man.
Solomon.
That you are talking about.
Yes.
This man went out to drink Oguguru.
Hey! He's a drunk?
Let me tell it to you. I'm speaking.
Sorry.
Very well.
I will not interrupt you.
Let me tell it to you something.
What's the difference between you and my lord?
Whenever I'm talking, you have to keep it quiet.
Sorry, sir.
Because you never know what to mean.
Sorry, sir.
What I'm saying, I'm telling to you, Ekwa, because this man, you see, the man drink it Oguguru too much.
Oh, is he drunk?
When he drink it, that Oguguru.
Yes.
That is when the man fall it, and he diet that day, that they call it.
He was on a diet?
Yes, he died that day.
He's not dead yet.
Okay.
That is what happened to him. That man drink it too much.
Oh my God! You see, I
how
knew
can
this
he
thing.
Even be
that's
a man?
I'm yes. telling you.
Yes. How can that's he even be a man?
How can he not be a man?
Somebody that was born on
Solomon.
Lagos on Facebook, we are streaming, and somebody here says, Dollar Austin says, "Hello, Feta and Stretch. This is Barrister Austin. My lord, this is the same way old Roger was murdered.
Oh.
Because of his mango seed.
You see?
Which mango seed?
Old Roger now." You planted the apple tree over here.
Okay. If we don't stop these people, who knows how many Solomon will die in days to come?
Oh God! This.
You're a prophet of doom.
This is a case of alarm.
This is the prophet of doom right
alarm.
Here.
We
you
are
can't.
Alarmed.
You can't say that because you don't even have. You
it's
know,
a murder
you don't,
case.
You don't even have.
It's a murder case.
Doesn't make any sense
he
to
died
me.
Peacefully.
If you ask
peace.
Me. So
they killed him with peace. He died peacefully. You heard him?
You don't even have an angle. The first time you said...
I said he was murdered. That was what I've been saying since.
So now you're saying
now... Now the weapon has been discovered. Urine.
So how many people use peace to kill him now?
I don't know. But we have to exhume his body.
Huh. Stretch now. Hell, God.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You're the only one that's eating in Lagos this morning.
What's
you
up,
criminal. You eating this morning?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Yeah. God bless you. I'm Barrister Olawale.
Barrister Olawale, welcome.
For nonsense.
Yeah, I know you're...
Representing Okofato.
Senior Advocate of Nonsense, yes. Yeah. Go on, sir. Yeah.
My awards.
Oh no!
What?
Lawale, please ignore this baby lawyer. Please go ahead. Please, I'm listening to you.
Okay. Yes. Thank God. I put it to you, my lord. That barrister Stretch. Mm. I just want to ask Barrister Stretch a question.
Mugbe. Ask him.
How can one be a judge? If he's the one that committed this.
Is it my lord?
No, you're the one.
Keep
talking
quiet.
About you.
No,
I'm not a judge.
I'm just asking you, Barrister.
Fred, answer the question.
No, if it's that case, that's subversion of justice.
Yes or no?
Answer the question.
No.
You are under oath. You can't lie.
Good. I'm not under oath.
Oh, my lord.
Yes.
I think you should Barrister Stretch should be arrested.
All right, all right.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your salient points. Thank you very much, Barrister. I already mentioned it from the beginning. Sorry.
Allow me to talk. Because Barrister Stretch has hand in this man's death. Solomon Grandi's death.
He wasn't born 100 years ago.
No, you don't know. He came back.
He came back. Yes, it's Magbeer, Sati, Olong. Yes, it's Magbeer.
They fought over.
You are the brotherhood.
They for word. Let him talk. They fought over words.
You are the brotherhood. Yes, it's my game.
Starting brand of Google.
Yeah.
Oh.
Me kumati yoy.
You should know that Barrister Stretch don't play with anything that has to do with alcohol.
Why you try to spoil my bad name? Why you try to spoil my bad name?
Yes, I just want this honorable useless.
And I thought it was a. Get this man out of this place. Come on, leave this call.
Officer, arrest this man.
Arrest this man.
Can you imagine?
Brotherhood might be anywhere.
Can you imagine?
Honorable useless court.
My lord, he just insulted you.
My lord, you are still listening to a man piano as old as you are. My lord, you can't be pointing your finger and dancing like that. My lord, stop.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? This is Solomon.
Make up your mind. Are you
it's Solomon Gondi's son? No? Hello? He's calling from under the ground.
Are you sure it's not Solomon Gandhi himself that's calling
him? Under the ground?
Hello?
Yeah. Hold on.
He's the one.
Solomon Gandhi. Solomon. Solomon. Solomon, you dead?
Hey.
Okuti kwe.
Hey, kukwe numa. Baby girl, sweet juice. Hear me, la la. Take it to Lagos. All right, 32 minutes past 11. Do not forget that at 11:45, that's when we do the live draw for the 50,000 naira giveaway, courtesy oneplay.ng. But it's not a giveaway per se, because your hand is inside. You do something to get it. With 500 naira, you can play this game to win this money for the weekend. Something very, little to just spice up your weekend. 50K is enough spice, if you ask me. So go there and play www.oneplay.ng, or just use the USSD code *347*880*3#. Back to courts. Don't have time for all of that right now.
No time.
Now, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Mr. Suleimanu really died. It's not Solomon.
Suleimanu.
He said it's Suleimanu.
Suleiman
Grandi. He died in peace. Yes, I can confirm it. Strange and Fetcher went to drinking party, and on their way back, they saw Mr. Suleimanu sleeping outside his compound
and decided to pee on him.
So it was over drunk or fetcher and stretch urine that kill him.
Ah,
P, Mr. Suleiman from Robinson, Yano Ilogbo, Ogun State.
Oh, Lord, God save you are not in Lagos State. God save you are not in Lagos State.
What kind of conspiracy?
No, God save you are not in Lagos
State. How are you people even coming up with all this?
My, oh God. Please, get the GPS address of that person.
Okay, send us your WhatsApp location so we can come and arrest you.
Yes, we are coming to arrest you. Give us your location.
Yes, where do you have your phone number here? Unto, Shebi, una say I rude. Una don't see rude lawyer. Unto, these are our enemies.
That's it, the enemy. Don't even like
one of our numerous people that we give money.
Detractors.
What's up, Lagos? I put it to you, Solomon Grundy was killed by heart attack because, man, you tear him tickets.
Man, you tear him tickets? Yeah. Is it a brotherhood?
We should start investigating you. You're asking this question.
I'm trying to find out who is a brotherhood.
Because they said, man, you, the next thing, is it a brotherhood?
Yes.
We need to, I'm beginning to see the signs.
They say the signs are always there. Listen, stop. Why can't I if it's me now, you say I'm the man.
Okay. For that Chelsea match yesterday, they gambled too much. Stretch, you and Feta should be investigated. Good job. I agree with you.
They should investigate.
No, my name is there. No, only Stretch. Now.
No. They will investigate us. All they will find is money.
No. Well.
All they will find is money.
Let's not bring that here. They will find money.
Let's
not do that. Wow, you know our enemies.
Everything we do is sponsored.
Our enemies, though. You know them.
Back to court.
People will always judge from a distance. I approach this case with the conclusion that Solomon, the women idol, who finished the whole women in a community, leaving none to brother men to marry, to brotherhood. Now, how we not gonna live short life? Permit my pidgin language. It's okay, it's fine. I need to express my mind. Don't do more than your energy. AKA, no go do pass yourself.
He killed himself.
No case. So I rest nothing.
Yeah?
I want to eat my small potato fries. Sam Patrick Abu from nearest chamber.
Sam Patrick Abu, they have
a mobile chamber. They move from.
So, are you selling buns?
Bonsoir.
That's it. <evening buns. laughs>
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, my gentleman.
Where have you been now? You know that you're the only person, the only truthful lawyer we have.
Igwe Kala Chambers.
Wham.
Welcome, sir.
Fatalistic. Yes. This is Barrister Igwe of Igwe Kala and Ibuale.
And Apalapa. Yes, I know that chamber very well.
You should change your name.
Very well.
My fellow Leonard colleague.
She's his baby lawyer.
I bring this case that it is a case of fallacy of non causa pro causa. Fallacy of ad homini. Fallacy of the more you look, the less you see.
Now, I
think we have to establish something.
Okay.
Are we to establish what killed Solomon Grundy, or are we to contest the prolific, stunted lifespan of Solomon Grundy?
Prolific, stunted?
Yes, you are right.
Yes, it is a paradox. The more you look, the less you see.
You are right.
Prolific.
Give it to them. You are right, Aki.
Yes, it is a prolific, stunted lifespan. How can he be born on Monday, Christian on Tuesday, only for him to live till he gets to the age of marriage and the marriage? Now, you are trying to contest what killed him. But is a man who attained his life to the age of longevity that he married. So, somebody who was married and who was born on Tuesday and he did everything and got married, how can you still be contesting that he was killed by somebody? It's just like a case of somebody going to Libya to Eba Afa to know what killed his father at the age of 90 years.
This is deep.
Much as Solomon Grundy reached that age of marriage, we shouldn't be debating who killed him. We should be debating the issue of non causa pro causa. That is the fallacy of ad hominem.
Sorry, Barrister Igwe. Can you go back to the first problem you stated? Prolific what? Prolific palapala.
Prolific stunted lifespan.
Okay.
Yes, he lived his life all through the age of marriage. Yes, you calculate 1 week of his lifespan. So it is established that he lived a life of paradox. That is prolific stunted lifespan.
Hey!
police, but I want to bring it to you, that this case is ultra-viral, null and void.
I'm very sorry for any way I've offended you, Victor.
Jesus.
From all of us at What's Up Lagos, we want to say, please forgive us. What's going to happen?
Is he blood?
This guy wants to attack us.
Is he blood?
We have a comment on Facebook from Dollar Austin again. He says, my lord, you are committing an impunity in this courtroom. Barrister Fetta is not putting on her wig.
You see?
With this impunity, I doubt if Solomon will get justice. Solomon, don't die, first of all. This is my wig. Can't you look? Can't you see?
What wig are you wearing?
This is my wig.
You are wigless.
Touch it now.
So what is your head if this is your wig?
That's the point. Exactly, you got it.
God,
this is my wig.
So this is your wig?
Yes.
My lord, I put it to you that Barrister Fetta is not dressed properly to enter this court, noble court of justice. My lord, I put it to you that every case she has won,
He's smiling because of your ignorance. You don't know that this is my wig.
My lord, can her head be her wig?
Did you not hear when Igwe Victor said, the more you look, the less you see? This is also one of the issues.
My lord, the issue of the day is
Issue is not whatever. Just calm down.
Okay.
You can go ahead. Lagos, our live draw is happening in 4 minutes. Hi. My belly is sweet me. Because somebody's going to win 50,000 naira this morning for the weekend. Weekend money don't set. Was it not on Monday that the winner from last week, Friday, sent us a message telling us that he's still spending his 50K?
Yeah.
Oh. But you want to be there.
It could be you.
You want to be looking. You want to leap. Take a leap of faith. www.oneplay.ng. Go and play that game right now. As I go back to call this morning, I want to tell you that this is a court that every case that is brought in is unraveled and justice is served, regardless of what you think. Many times I've been faced with changing my profession, but I always come back because when I think about the lives I've touched from this court alone, the proceedings of this court.
And to all those that used to stop.
I nearly became a drug trafficker.
Who, you?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I was this close.
To become a drug trafficker.
Yes, I'll be struck and...
They're carrying drugs in the motor park. Yeah.
Yes. I have said no.
I will not do this.
No, not the motor park. During traffic, Lagos traffic. I wanted to be selling drugs. I won't do that.
And I used to sell pepper on K2 on the express.
You used to do that?
Pepper and tomatoes.
Till now.
That's my side hustle.
My lord has a small kiosk where he fries akara and still.
But I don't know the love of Amapiano, my lord, is going through.
I think
now.
he has just been introduced to that
from
sound.
Amapiano.
It's a new sound for him. Okay. New sound alert.
Okay.
For my lord.
My lord, welcome. Keep up. You're pointing up and down.
He's not even
that's
dance.
Not how he does it. That's like
he's a South African.
We will teach you after this court session.
He really loves this song.
Yeah.
I won't be shocked if it's this song. Any in Kwalama.
My lord, my lord.
In fact, today this course we'll do our own challenge.
I'm telling you, we'll do our own challenge. Yes,
we'll do our own challenge. So yes, look forward to go to our social media page.
Please, let's
do this. This one says, "What's up, Lagos? This is Barrister doing from Good Governance and Justice Chambers." That's new.
Doesn't exist.
That's a new chamber. My lord, Solomon Grandi was born on Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, grew worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried us. So we know that already.
Yes.
What's new? That was the end of Solomon Grandi. Thus, I put it to this complicated court beyond any reasonable doubt that Solomon Grandi died of illness.
We know. Was self-induced or somebody poisoned him.
Therefore, my lord, you must order an autopsy and issue a bench warrant for the immediate arrest of the illness that killed my client. He's his client now. I shall not be a party to any other manipulative interpretations, implications, interpolations, or inappropriations.
Yay! We are tired though.
Small play will play with you. These people can kill us.
I'm telling you.
If you leave them with us in a room, they will strangle us.
It's for hard facts.
What's the 3 p.m.?
What's for this?
My lord, this should be treated as absolute emergency.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that has died
since. Nigeria has not been in case of you want this small thing.
You want to hit the ground running.
You want to spoil Third Milan Bridge? Because if we do not arrest the illness that killed my client.
Read on.
It might come for other people, including you, my lord.
You! My lord will not die of any illness.
He said, I so submit, my lord. My lord is threatening you.
My lord, leave our man piano. Somebody said you should die.
Somebody is wishing you death.
And you're dancing on my piano.
Is that how you want to dance to
my
the
lord,
grave?
Get it my down. Lord.
You dance to cemetery like this. I'm my sister, Lagos, we have to go. Don't forget, at 12 p.m., the news at 12:15, Maternal Line with Zainab, Lagos. Stay sharp, stay happy. We'll see you again next week, Monday to Friday.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
My lovely women, keep playing. Love you.